Hey everyone, welcome back to The Simple Creative. And on today's episode, I sat down with Titi Ajigbile, my sister, and we had a little chat on why passion should be your life. Titi Ajigbile is a creative fashion designer with so much passion for it, and this is what we talked about. Enjoy the podcast. So you studied computer science, and now you're a fashion designer. Like, how did that come along? How did that start? Like, what inspired you to become a fashion designer instead of pursuing a career in computer science?
Started more like when I was much younger. Growing up, we had the same machine in the house, so I always had the opportunity to use the machine to play.
Okay. You know?
But, you know, it started, I could say that the fashion designing thing for me started from way back, like, since when I was little, you know. When a lot of people are playing with their toys and stuff, you see me by the machine trying to
see how you can make use of it.
Just play with it.
Alright, so it's more of a passion.
Yeah.
Than just a regular
more of
job.
A passion for me. All happened. I couldn't get a job after school, so going into the fashion line was
the next option for me. Well, you know, considering the Nigerian mentality nowadays, like, you naturally feel you should, after school, you should go ahead and get a job.
Yeah.
But for you, like, how did parents, you know, see this?
My parents?
Yes.
Funny thing is, my parents didn't have any issue with it. At first, I thought they would, but after school, around the time when we were waiting for the NYSC testing, I was just at home doing nothing. And I just thought of what to do and decided to look out for fashion school where I could learn from. I made my findings, I go back home, I told my parents about it, and they liked it. And they supported me, and they've been doing that.
Okay. You know, naturally, I would feel, you know, spending 4 years in school, the next thing is to get the biggest kind of job, you know.
Yeah, print out, job and all.
Yeah, print out CVs and the rest. But is that still necessary in our society today?
Well, for me, I would say not really necessary.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of people in the proper office environment that looking for a way out.
Okay.
Once you become entrepreneurs.
Like, just find a way to get out of the 9 to 5.
So I'll say that if you know what works for you, just do for them. There's some people that they're not business oriented at all.
Okay.
So they might not be able to do it. But for some of us, can do it.
So would you consider yourself as an entrepreneur?
Well, I'm still learning. So I'm still in the business
aspect of it.
Yeah. I'm still learning, so I'm still an entrepreneur
in the making. Alright. Okay. So what advice would you give to people who genuinely want to do something for themselves but are just held back by the fact that parents will complain about a job, bring your CV and all those kind of things? Because it actually happened to me, like, you know, kept pestering me, bring your CV, and I actually know what I wanted to do. So, like, what advice should you give to people in that kind of...
Okay, first things first, you have to know what you really want.
Like, your passion.
Yes. And, you know, it's another thing when you have a passion for something. It's another thing if you're not sure if you want to do it. And then another thing that stops people from going for what they want, they have fears.
Okay.
If I leave my job, will I be able to make it? Will I be able to do well in this business? Or do I have what it takes? So basically, you have to know what you really want first. Then you have to be sure that you can do it. If you can answer those two questions, go for it. It's not as easy as sounds. Okay, there's so a lot of frustrations and discouragement on the way, but if it's what you really want to do, you definitely find your way around it.
Alright, so what major obstacles did you have to scale when you got to the point where you had to choose between the job and being a fashion designer and entrepreneur?
What did I have to scale? Did I have to that?
You don't have to. You just like now for me. I got to a point. I was saying to myself that I just can't bear the 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
So I just said nothing will make me do that.
All right. Okay. Let me give this to you.
Okay.
Like when I was still in uni, at some point I had to go for an industrial. What do you call this?
IT. Yeah.
And because I studied computer science. I had to work with a company that was related to that. So I ended up working with an internet service provider.
Okay.
But the IT lasted for 6 months.
Okay.
But those 6 months were like the worst 6 months of my life.
It was just terrible.
Because I didn't fit in.
Okay.
You know, getting up early in the morning and I'll decide that I'm going to work.
Hmm.
So I think from that time, I already knew that this office thing
is not for you.
Is really not for me. And it was one of the things that helped me, because if I had not had to do the IT market, I probably wouldn't have known that.
No. Alright. So we'll just run through quick questions, like just quick questions. You don't have to answer immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, just think about it.
Right.
But how do you deal with doubt when it comes to business or anything you do?
The truth is, it's normal to have doubt.
Okay.
You also have to find a way to always
deal with them.
Don't let them overwhelm you.
Alright, so what's your greatest inspiration? Like, where do you draw inspiration from?
In this life?
Yes.
Passion.
Passion, alright.
Because if it wasn't passion, it's so many times I've been frustrated in a lot of things. I've thought of quitting several times, but then I just find myself getting
back. You just have to continue.
Because I know this is what I really want to do. And wait for the money.
The money is important.
The money is also important.
Because so the money itself is a major
motivation.
It's a push.
Things that push you to
Okay. Yeah, you know, a few episodes back, I did a talk about how to deal with clients.
Yeah.
And I know in this fashion design business, clients can be a major problem. So,
right.
Like, do you have like tips on how to actually deal with clients?
Well, you have to study them.
Okay.
Understand them. Know what works for them. Some clients that they actually do not know what works for them. You as the designer, you have to be the one to decide for them.
Most
some people like that. And we have the ones that they know what they want. And it's either you give them what they want, they don't want anything. So you have to understand which of the categories your clients fall in. Not that short, you don't know how. And then you need a lot of patience.
Very important.
Patience. There are more.
Alright, so I think that's quite important too, because
yeah.
Clients are.
It's
your job to actually make them work. Because everything, it's normal for clients to be like that. Well, your own
and
path.
If you don't deliver, you get to blame, irrespective of people. So your clients that didn't give you the right thing in the end, but you get to be people. You have to really pay them to help them sort out the things.
Alright. Okay, so just rounding up, what advice would you give to creators? Like, you're a creator now, you create clothes and you make people happy.
Yeah.
So what advice should you give to people wanting to get into this line?
Okay, first things first, you have to learn the skill.
Okay.
because you can actually be in the fashion business and you don't have to consume yourself. Yes, but I feel if you have a basic knowledge on how to go about it, it helps. Why? There's some people you end up working with that you're not taking for granted. If they do that, and how it doesn't know how to position it. So, it might not work for everybody, but I feel you stand a better chance if you learn this skill, at least you know the
movement.
Then it's not just about learning the skill, you have to learn the business aspect of
the craft.
Because so many people out there that are business coaches can call. Have to find a way to probably attend master classes, online training.
Alright. So, if people would find you now, maybe your business, your personal page, where do they go to?
I'm not much of a social media person, actually.
Okay, don't worry.
Pages are dormant.
Don't worry, I'll get the links and I'll let them have it. But, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Definitely would have an even broader episode where we get to talk even about more, because I think the topic of passion needs to be taking its length. So so that's about it.
All right, thank you for having me.
So this is just the highlight of today's episode, and if this episode has helped you or this podcast has helped you in any way, please make sure to hit the subscribe button and don't forget to give this video a thumbs up. Thank you so much, and to the next episode.